What is going down, everyone? It's time for MojoBreak.com, The Hype, episode 237. Lots of stuff going down in the hobby. Lots of breaks at MojoBreak.com, including Revolution, which we're going to do a box battle on today's show. Give away some cards. Revolution just came out, and you got Galactics. You got the rare autographs. You've got tons and tons of parallels. It's a beautiful product. It's C-Rad's favorite. Unfortunately, he was so excited he could not be here, but he will be live on YouTube later. Get your teams for those on MojoBreak.com. We will be doing those throughout the weekend. 2022 Bowman is here. We're going to do a draft guide or a guide for the product. Not so, maybe if you want to draft your team at home, maybe you could do that, but it's a guide for Bowman. There is 89 prospects on the checklist. We're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about the teams that have the most autos. So I'll give you kind of a landscape on where you should buy and what kind of PYTs you should get into. I think it's a very strong product this year. Looking forward to break that. We are going to talk about the 1-1 Wander that was pulled that was, you know, set the nation on fire. There's so many comments about it, so many negative comments. Love talking about negative comments. It's fun to digest. And then we're going to talk about this week's draft and what to expect in this year's draft. It might be close to 2013. I don't know. We'll dissect that. Dan, what's going on? How you doing?
I can be Conrad. Let's check it out. I love Revolution. Go Warriors. Love Derek Carr. And yeah.
But you're talking into the mic, so you're already not doing a good impersonation of him.
All right. There we go.
I'm kidding, C-Rex. No, all love.
All love. No, actually, but he has a different setup over here. That mic tends to run away.
It does. Yeah,
it's a runaway mic.
He doesn't have the greatest one.
But yeah, Revolution, man, Galactics. I think this product now has taken, it's like its own, it has its own thing now. It basically, because of Conrad.
Conrad
has created the hype on the Revolution brand.
100%.
Now, the crazy thing is that Revolution is a standalone product for only basketball. One of the few. There always seems to be crossover. When are we going to get a Revolution football product? When are we going to get a Revolution baseball product? WWE.
Actually, I think it is coming out on Revolution.
No, it is.
Yeah.
So that is going to be the next step is going to be WWE Revolution. Conrad work? Does he work for Panini in product development?
100%.
Because I think that's what he would do.
Yeah.
He'd be like, basketball, Revolution, the OG, and the crossover is going to be WWE.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Cody was watching a baseball brawl today as he was doing his Bowman research. How you doing, Cody?
The Mets and Cardinals?
But yes. Mets and Cardinals. It's been getting chippy all week. I've got the MLB TV package, so I just consume baseball far too much. It's probably not healthy how much baseball I watch. But yeah, I know that things have been simmering. Max Scherzer was barking the night before, and then good old-fashioned baseball brawl. What, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks into the season? Is that right? So I'm always for way too early baseball brawls. I love it.
The great thing about that brawl was how fast Pujols was out of the dugout and sprinting.
I haven't seen
him run like that for probably a decade.
That sprint speed is elite.
Yeah, I mean that was first to third right there.
That was pretty incredible.
He put it into overdrive. So the good thing that I get out of it is Pujols in April. I mean he's got the goods. He's got that extra step. So better watch out. Might lead the league in triples.
Might lead the league in triples. Yeah, that's right. Who cares about 700 home runs? Let's get those triples.
Absolutely. Well, I want to know, you know, who you guys first hit subscribe, but I want to know who you guys want to see fight in the MLB. But anyways, you can put that in there as extra credit.
I want to see a Hunter Strickland, Bryce Harper rematch.
Round two, of course. Teammates for a second, right? Or was it Strickland?
No,
miss each other, right?
Yes. That wouldn't. Yeah, I don't think that would fly. I don't think they like each other.
I think it was the first year of the Phillies. He was on the Nats.
Or the first year. The first year. Exactly. Strickland was on. Strickland won a ring for the Nationals. Something Bryce Harper never got to do.
Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, do you think it was Strickland though? You think he was the missing link?
Exactly. He was the reason. Juan Soto, sure, fine, whatever. Hunter Strickland, the reason for the 2019
Does he have two rings then?
Yes, he does. 2014. Wow. And in both cases, I believe he was not pitching in the World Series.
That's
or was
crazy.
His usage was basically diminished because he just blew up in the first couple rounds.
Man, Hunter Strickland.
Good times.
Great times.
It is time for another box battle here at Mojo Break. We've got the brand new Revolution 2122, the hobby version. We are going to open this up, see who gets the better box. If we get an auto, we'll give it away. We'll also give away the best parallel. I want to know who your pick is for the NBA Finals. Who's winning it this year? So put that in the comments below for your chance to win one of these cards. Also, just to let you guys know, we are live now on Whatnot. So make sure you go hit subscribe over there on Whatnot and join our feeds. We're giving away a bunch of stuff over on Whatnot. It is an amazing platform. Download the app. It's just immediate. It's very cool. I've had a blast. I've went live twice now over there, having fun with everybody, listening to music. So check out the Whatnot feed. But without further ado, I am going to get into this Revolution. And maybe while I am opening up these packs, I'll throw the over there to Dan.
My Timberwolves blew another.
I know, down 3-2.
Another late large lead.
Yeah, you know what needs to stop happening is the Timberwolves shushing the crowd.
Yeah,
and when you're there's 9 minutes left in the
especially
game.
Especially when you,
game.
You've already blown 2 20-point leads in the series.
Exactly.
Five cards a pack. So, you know, a little backstory on this is this one came out first in 15-16. Me and Dan happened to be at an Arizona baseball event breaking for Panini, and they dropped this product on us and said, hey, this brand new Revolution product's coming out. There's maybe 1 to 2 autos every 8-box case. And we're like, wait, hold on. This is going to suck because at that time, everybody wanted the autos. So it was like, you know, wait. Not every box is going to have an auto or even a relic. What are we doing here? This is going to be a waste. I remember schlubbing through the break going like, garbage. And now this thing has become literally its name. It's become a revolution, and it's about the galactics. It's about the parallels. And I love it. It went from hating it to love it. Love-hate relationship with Revolution. So let's see what we get here. And this is the 21-22. So you got Mobley you're chasing. You've got, you know, all kinds of great rookies in this thing. There's a Darius Garland. You could see the... There's Anthony Edwards, keep it away from Dan. Kyle Kuzma. There's a Vortex parallel there of KD. Too bad, got knocked out. That's a fractal. So you want to look at the back of these. If you see something different on the card, you want to look at the back. And then we've got a Keon Johnson rookie for the Portland Blazers. So
all right, you're getting 8 parallels, and there's 8 packs. So
you get a parallel pack.
Get 1 parallel per pack.
So you can see that's probably the 4th card there. Sadiq Bey. John Wall, got a James Harden on the Sixers, got him in the new uni there. That's cool. And
that was quick.
A Brandon Ingram, that is going to be the fractal as well, one of the more common parallels to get. And a Vortex LeBron James.
Yeah.
So great photography there. Vortex is a parallel that's always been in Revolution. And let's see what we get here. Let's see if we can get a low-numbered parallel or an auto. Bobby Portis, D'Lo. Montrell Harrell. And so this is going to be, I think, an Astro. Jalen Green, rookie. Astro, baby. Nice. One of the top ones to get there. It's a nice-looking card. Jalen Green, Astro. We'll be giving that away. Comment below to win that card. Santi Aldama. Is there a card that you would pull a BYB on and not give away during this break if we pull one? Like a Galactic Curry or something?
Nah.
Give it all away?
Give it away now.
Christian Wood, DeJounte Murray.
Second straight week with a Red Hot Chili Peppers reference.
I know. It's the only line I got. But, I mean, we give so much stuff away.
There's going to be something about a bridge next week.
James Harden
going to go under it.
We're just Californication'd over here, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man.
We can do a whole break.
Actually, yeah. I think they're coming out with a new album.
Terry Rozier. They might have already.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Jaylen Brown, Brandon Ingram, and a John Wall. And that is going to be the groove parallel signified by the circles there. So that's what this is all about, is building the rainbow, building the parallel rainbow.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, they played. They did the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
I think they did, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They performed.
Oh, they were part of that, like... let's just throw everybody on stage.
Yeah, we're going to talk the next 20 minutes about the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Hello.
Well, I got a Sunburst calling Sexton number to 60. And we got some ink. Sam Jones auto. Celtics greats. Probably won at least 5 or 6 rings. Sam Jones. Without me looking. NBA reference.
No disrespect to Sam Jones, but for a second I thought we had like a, maybe a Cade Cunningham or something like that.
Colin Sexton, number to 60. So the Sunburst.
Sam Jones had a good career.
Sam Jones had a very good career. More rings than I've ever won.
Very good career.
Yes.
I wonder how many calls Sam Jones gets for other Sam Joneses.
There's got to be a lot of Sam Joneses.
Yeah, why don't you just ask me?
Yeah, it's true.
Got one of those names that everybody has. Yep.
I don't get calls. That'd be weird if they're just like, no.
Nice Luca. And a rookie of Georgios Kaladzikas. And that is a Groove parallel rookie as well. So it looks like the second card from the H pack is going to be a parallel. You got an AO rookie. And my last pack, we'll see what Dan has coming up.
Kind of a long,
rip,
huh?
I'm trying to like let people digest it. You know what I mean? Really soak it in.
I'm gonna blast
DeMontis
mine.
Bonus. Norman Powell.
We ain't got time.
Norman Powell Astro and an AD Shockwave. Love the Shockwave design. All right, so I'm gonna move this over here for Dan. And see if he beats my box. I got an auto and I got a Jalen Green. That's gonna be tough to beat.
You did okay.
It's gonna be tough. To beat.
You did okay. All right.
How many songs have Revolution in the title?
Pantera.
Well, there's the Beatles. Revolution,
I was
going to
say that.
First one comes to my mind. Revolution is my name.
And then, of course, Revolution number 9. Yeah.
Levine.
Yeah, Revolution by Pantera. Revolution is my name.
Aaron Gordon.
That's a good one.
Vortex. That is that Tatum?
That's Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum.
Killing it right now.
Just knocked the net.
Wish
out.
I wouldn't have sold my Tatums already. It was way too early.
And a Herbert Jones, the great. Herbert Jones. Is there only two songs?
No, there's got to be a lot more than that. I think the great El Nino had an album called
Colin
Revolution. Sack.
Nobody knows El
the
Nino.
Great El Nino.
Nobody knows that band. John Collins. And parallel of Davion Mitchell.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And that is a fractal.
And bring that puppy all the way up there. Fractal.
I can see it. I can see it. Everybody can see it. Supernova, Trae Young. Trae Young knocked out, huh?
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah. I don't know if you saw the
That team is holding them back.
Video went viral. Denzel Washington meeting up with the Miami Heat team right before they then knocked out.
The Denzel.
Just happened to stumble into him in a hotel lobby.
That's why they lost. You can't beat.
And no joke. And
Denzel.
No one knows what he was referring to exactly.
Van
but
Vliet.
he did say to the Heat, hey, tell that Chris young Paul. Man to get a haircut.
Drew Holiday.
Probably referring to Trae
Young. Jalen wow. Suggs. Very nice. And
Jalen
that is
Suggs.
The Astro.
So in two boxes, man, we got a Suggs and
Green. I think I won.
No, I don't think you beat the Jalen Green. But
or the Sam Green, Jones.
Jalen Green, I think, is still in the lead right now.
Well, whatever.
And the Sam Jones.
Although, it's close. I put Green in the lead.
I had a Curry base. That has to be worth something.
Why do you think people would not pay for Sam Jones, who's already proven?
Miles Turner. Keldon Johnson and LaMelo, second year, Astro.
You guys seen the great commercial with LaMelo and Daddy Ball? AT&T.
New Hulu sponsor, I believe.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, Hulu, also AT&T.
Didn't even get the best ball in there.
Who, LiAngelo?
LiAngelo.
Yeah.
They actually
number
say
one
he's
ball.
Most talented. He's going to pop off somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, he gets a job. He can't go get
Randall.
Away from the shadow of stealing the sunglasses.
Melo. Valachunas, Kevin Durant, is that Groove? Groove, KD.
He's grooving at his couch right
so,
now.
So, KD, he may need to come back, right?
To the Dubs?
Yeah, if he wants to get another championship.
We'll welcome back with open arms.
Yeah.
Him and LeBron?
Yeah, but who are you going to get rid of for KD? Are you going to get rid of Poole or are you going to get rid of Clay?
The Warriors aren't going to be able to sign Poole. Dylan Brooks. Cole Anthony, Halliburton. Oh, Halliburton on the Pacers now. I got him in the new uni.
Really wow. Quick turnaround with
that
this
is.
Set.
Yeah,
and rookie, number to 99, Aaron Wiggins. Mm. Any relation?
I don't know. Is he from Canada?
Don't think so.
No.
OKC Thunder. Numbered rookie, though.
What's the one? What's the Simpsons cop? Is it
Chief Wiggum?
Wiggums. Okay.
also no relation. Watch a lot of Simpsons.
Dame Lillard.
One of the best characters on the show.
Great. King James. Ooh. What we got there? That is a Chris Middleton. Number to 149 impact.
Is he out of the playoffs?
He's out for a while.
He's out.
How about Booker? MCL. How long is Booker
we
out?
We still don't know. I don't think there's a timetable on Booker's return at the moment.
All right. So, yeah, to win a Sam Jones, Jalen Green, maybe a Suggs, comment below on this video, guys, on
Kevin
who's
Porter
winning
Jr.
the NBA Finals this year.
Shea.
And why, maybe for
Jimmy
credit.
Butler and Darius Baisley, Astro. Not a bad box, but
I think we got a lot of good rookie cards, and it's kind of a low to mid end product considered. So, but you can get an eight box inner case breaks here at mojobreak.com. We'll also be doing stuff live on Whatnot. And if you're watching this video on Mojo Break Media and you're like, where's the full episodes of The Hype?
Where are they?
Are on our audio platforms, Spotify, iTunes. You can listen to the episode in its entirety rather than clips. So, Mojo Break Media is our clips destination so that you can digest clips at a time. All right. People are upset, Dan.
I'm upset. Cody's upset.
I was going to kick a chair. Maybe I was so mad that the one of one, Wander Franco, was pulled at Walgreens.
And I'm upset that it was Walgreens and not Target.
Well, I was upset that I was at Walgreens and I didn't think to look for baseball cards.
I haven't even found. Have you found any baseball?
No.
Actually, no. You know what? Recently, at the former Walgreens where I used to live, I went in there and they were unloading a box, MJ holding box. So they were starting, and it looked like it was only like the hanger packs.
Oh, was there guys there with flip-flops and shorts?
There wasn't. No. And I, like, the wife was with me and I'm like trying to look over to see what they got, and
just to creep in.
Yeah, she was like, you don't need any more baseball cards. And I'm like, I just want to know what they got. I didn't find out.
Big deal on the East Coast, I believe that
Wawa.
Wawa. That's a big deal.
Wait for the Circle K.
Yeah.
We don't have a Circle. Well, we have a couple Circle Ks. A
couple of them.
I believe so. Like not too many.
You got to go to Zona. You go to Zona, you get a lot of Circle Ks.
Yeah. I think we need to make a pilgrimage when we're out in Atlantic City for the National, because there's a lot of Wawas on our way down to AC.
Yeah, you also can't pump your own gas in Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
No. That's a thing. Oregon too?
Is it Oregon as well.
Okay.
But yeah, not
self-service or the service industry still?
Yeah, definitely not self-service.
Not self-service.
No. I want to say there's also some spots in Hawaii where they pump your gas for you.
Interesting.
Some spots.
I just want to pump my gas, man. Well, actually, I don't pump gas anymore, so I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what that is. How much is gas now? I don't even know. Anyways,
$18 a gallon.
Don't rub it in.
No, I do have one gas vehicle. But yeah, the one-of-one black true rookie that one of the biggest chases out of Series 1 2022 was pulled at Walgreens. Before we digest the comments, I'm just trying to get why people are complaining, because all I hear is like one football, it's $699 a box. It's not for the kids. You know, Jumbo, when Jumbo came out, it's $250. I can't enjoy this with my kids. So now a relatively affordable retail version of the product is available in Walgreens for, I don't know if it came out of a blaster or a mega, I'm not sure. But
believe it came out of a hanger pack from what I heard.
A hanger pack, so like a $9 pack.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
So lawn mowing money. Somebody goes in there with a lower income level, maybe a lawn, but maybe some, you know, some chore money, maybe an allowance, and buys this pack and hits a one-on-one. Now the complaint is, well, this should only be in the hobby. So you can't complain on both sides. It's one or the other. We should rejoice that this was relatively affordable and it came out there.
Do you think Topps knows where this card was going to be put in?
Probably not.
Are you outraged, Doug?
I'm outraged at people being outraged for this.
Oh, yeah. I really want to have a strong opinion about this.
Force yourself.
But I don't. Man, I want to care. I want to care a lot. Is the parallel hobby exclusive? Does it say anywhere that it's hobby? It doesn't, right?
No.
So it does not. There's nothing to get upset about.
And yet there's...
We're not talking like this is a ultra high-end product.
I guess for
this
me...
This is flagship we're talking about. Base. This is flagship. This is the product that is essentially for everybody,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So why can't or why shouldn't you be able to pull a one-of-one Franco rookie? It is his rookie, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It is the platinum.
I see the rookie
one
cup.
One.
I can't see the rookie logo. But yeah, I mean, big deal. Let's move on. Let's chill out. Let's find other things to get mad about.
I just it's like you're playing like I said, you're playing both sides. It's like, you know, I'm trying to compare it to something else in life where you could take both sides, and I'm not going to go down the politics route. But it's
can't.
Just like
you can't do it.
But you know, it's like.
Doug's like, we're going politics and religion for the next 15 minutes.
It's like complaining about gas, but then you go to the dealership and you buy a Viper or something. You know, it's like, well, you're going to get 8 miles to the gallon, but why are you complaining about it? I just say, like, why complain on both sides? Like, things aren't affordable, and now something's affordable, and somebody gets something good out of something affordable. I mean, and we can't even have any access to it. If anybody should be mad, it should be us, because we went through 100 cases of product. We should be mad about it, but I'm not. I don't care because I think it's good for it to be accessible because that's what gets people in the hobby is they go into these stores and they think about maybe possibly buying a hanger pack, and they do, and they pull something like this, and that's awesome. Maybe they're a baseball card collector for life now.
Tells me everything's totally random. Totally random pack.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally
isn't
random.
That, isn't that what we want?
That's like, what we want.
Exactly.
Isn't that the dream? Isn't the dream
yes.
to go and I don't want to put a gambling spin on it, but like going in and like getting a $1 scratcher and hitting like a couple $100,000, isn't that the dream?
Yeah, and I think it's the problem here is obviously not that it was pulled at a Walgreens. I think we're all in agreement. This is cool. This is great. Like, what, you know, I don't think it was a kid that opened it, but like, what if it, like, the chance that it could have been a kid who opened
it? What if it was little Johnny?
What if it was, you want to take away the one of one wander from little Johnny?
Little Johnny,
gonna,
little Billy, little Frankie?
Pay for his education.
All of it.
You are, exactly.
I know there's another question is what do we think it's going to go for? We'll debate on that later. And in the comments below, what does it go for? What is it worth? It's a Wander 101. It's one of the best cards you could ever pull of his. And I haven't had a chance to look as much in the comments, and I know we have some on these slides, but I'm sure there's got to be some conspiracy theories floating around about, well, Fanatics own Tops now, and they want to go retail, right? So they're going to be like, we're gonna strategically put
there,
that
there's no way that anybody... I mean, this is done at the printing facility. There isn't somebody who's sitting at Tops, a higher end, who's higher up, who's like going like, okay, that card needs to go in that pack, and that card needs to go in that pack. Like, not with a product like this where it's so massively produced.
Right, flawless and stuff like that is
that
a different
you can,
story.
That you can hand pack. You can hand pack National Treasures. But again, like, you got to look at how many, even with those products, how many cases and how many boxes are made of those products. How would you have the manpower, or why would you care as a manufacturer of where these cards go?
Well, if you want to bring Drake in the hobby and make sure a card doesn't get pulled, but that's a whole other story, conspiracy theory to dive in later. But yeah, I'm just saying, I know that there's dealers and maybe shops and maybe your average customer that's really into the hobby is saying, well, Fanatics is in this game now and they want people to buy retail. And what a better way to have people go to the retail stores to pull a one of one. So now when 2023 comes out, well, whoever is in there that we're chasing and people are like, well, you never get anything out of retail. We'll be like, well, there was that time that we hit the one-on-one wander.
But there have been over, I mean, just in the last 12 years that we've been doing this, there's been substantial pulls that have come out of retail product.
Yes.
It happens all, I mean, we see it happen all the time. It usually gets talked about on Twitter. I don't know why people try to spin it in a negative. I think it truly is. And again, it doesn't benefit us because we don't sell the retail product, but I think it is a positive for the industry. I think it is positive. It's a positive to pull a huge card out of a $9 pack is amazing.
Because it refutes all of the preconceived notions that I think a lot of people are having lately. That, oh, it's all for the kids are out of it. It's all for the elite.
Instead of getting bummed, like, let's embrace this. Let's be happy about this. This is great. Great news.
Now, what's some of the chatter? I know you have some stuff on here. What are people saying?
So, there is this. Here's a slide, if you're watching the video, of some of the negative comments. It started with a tweet that basically said, how does this card end up in retail? Some people saying, absolutely horrendous. I'm all for having huge hits in retail, but the biggest card of the biggest player in the product should not be in a retail product. And then one more saying, I don't understand why people are harshly defending the one-of-one being in retail. What is the point of having higher-priced hobbies if you aren't chasing higher-end hits? And I guess my point would be, like, if this is... last year, a one-of-one paper, one-of-one paper parallel... of like a big rookie, say of like
Jonathan
India. Right. Jonathan India. Alec Bohm. Pick your guy. If it got pulled from retail, would anybody care?
Nobody.
No. Nobody would care. So they have to treat it the same way. Yes, it's Wander Franco, but like it's the same exact card. It's a one-of-one of a big rookie. Who cares if it's Wander Franco or if it's, you know, Joe Schmo off the street? Like, it has to be the same or else the transparency is gone. You lose trust with your customers. And it's mind-boggling why people are even trying to say that this is wrong. Like, it just really doesn't make any sense to me. I can't even wrap my head around why people are so upset.
And if you play with the theory that these guys are saying, then you're basically, like you said, you're like, I spend more money. I should get the better cards than everybody else.
Yes.
That's basically what they're saying.
You're thinking you're like, this elite of the hobby that needs to be catered to.
Why? I spent $250 and you give it to a guy that spent $9?
Give it to a kid?
but I bought it out of a hobby and I gave it to a kid, so I actually am the worst.
Yeah, it must have been a slow week in Twitter. Twitterland.
You know what this is? This is... Oh, man, I go to that gas station every week, and I always buy a lotto ticket. And then this week, I didn't buy a lotto ticket. That should have been my lotto ticket. That's what this is. It's just ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a lot of jealousy. Evan Longoria of the San Francisco Giants and of the Never Find a Superfractor fame had an opinion on it. What did Evan Longoria say about this?
Longoria commented on Instagram, quote, I have to strongly disagree when why did this happen? I have to strongly disagree. If the hobby is supposed to be for everyone, why should a hit like this be limited to only the people who can afford to buy premium products? Basically, in agreement with us, good Giant.
Great Giant.
When you are talking
great person.
About, when you're talking about flawless or definitive, sure, you know what you're getting into. But a paper card or even a chrome, let the kids play.
Love that guy.
Most people also in agreement that this is... this is what it should be. That people, this is a card that should be for everybody. Again, this is not the LeBron triple logo, man. It's a paper one of one parallel.
Like, imagine if you you opened up a box of 2021 Panini Prism Contenders draft, right? And out fell just the LeBron triple logo.
They accidentally packed it in.
Then Twitter can be up in arms. Be like, then you have something. If you're like, I bought a $19.99 blaster and out came a $5 million card that was supposed to be in a completely different product.
And I like what the Judge99 said. Every single person who buys a hobby box is also able to buy retail. Not every person who buys retail is able to afford a hobby box. Yeah. It would be terrible if you had no shot at this card in retail, in my opinion. And I agree. This is a flagship product. They don't make, like Bowman, we're going to preview Bowman coming up here in this episode. And if you're watching the clip, make sure you go on to our Spotify or iTunes or find the Bowman clip as well. They don't put the super fractors, they don't put the orange parallels, they don't have retail versions of that.
And that's my thing. Like, if we're sitting here talking about a parallel that is solely hobby exclusive, where it is stated that this card only is in hobby products, this specific card we're talking about, it isn't hobby exclusive. You can get it in any whatever format, whatever run it comes out of, Hanger, Megabox, Hobby, Jumbo, all that, like, it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, it's just how it's how the cookie crumbles, really, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. And, you know, Series 1 is supposed to be digested through everybody. They make factory sets. They make all the different variations of it. There's a lot of cards made. And it is truly a Willy Wonka golden ticket to pull the top rookies 101. And it could be anything. That's just what you're going to come to expect. So this hobby is full of speculation, hype, and conspiracy. So, I mean, that's what everybody's fueled by. And, you know, there was conspiracies even on high-end products. I remember specifically 1718 National Treasures release week. Asia gets it first because you don't know when Panini ships it out or a distributor ships it out. They don't know how long it's going to take to get to Japan or China. So those people sometimes get it on Monday or Tuesday on a Wednesday release week. Well, the Donovan Mitchell Logo Man came out. Oh, all the great cards go to Asia. No, they don't. It just happened to be pulled there, you know. So, but everybody likes to say that. But they get a lot of it over there, and they're opening it early, so everybody's looking for breaks, so they get a lot of attention, and that's why that stuff happens. Or maybe that instance, it was pulled out of a first off the line box or something like that. Oh, the speculation conspiracy. So just have fun and be happy for whoever pulls that 101. I'd actually like to know who pulled it. I want to hear this person talk about the experience. I thought that'd be pretty cool. I think that'd be pretty cool.
I mean, you would never – I mean – It's one thing to open up. I mean, it's one thing to pull that out of a premium, like a Jumbo or a hobby, but to pull that out of a Hanger has to like blow your mind.
Oh yeah, you just lose it.
Yeah,
so you're not expecting. I'm sure the person was just hoping to get a Wander rookie,
or maybe some type of parallel.
Right.
You got to remember, like, the autos and relics are really, really tough to hit out of the retail of flagship. Yep. So
I mean, we've all experienced it, to pull something pack pulled, a huge hit pack pulled. It just hits different than something, you know, where it's like a big end product where it's like, you know, there's going to be 3 to 4 huge hits in it. To hit something huge out of something that is, you know, on a a more affordable product always is just more exciting.
Yeah. No, I prefer getting my cards on eBay.
That's true.
There's no adrenaline rush like getting your mail day from eBay.
That's true. The adrenaline rush of winning a tight eBay bidding
of outbidding everybody is just amazing.
Fair enough. I stand.
You just like to go fish in those 8-foot pools that people have in their backyard that guarantee.
Absolutely.
Fishes.
You know how hard, we've talked about this before. You know how hard it is to fish.
It is very hard.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. If I'm going to have an opportunity to catch a fish and not really try hard to do it, yeah, put me in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to do that. That's not the sport. I'm saying that.
No. Put me in there.
There was a place in Tahoe, and you pay per fish.
Yeah, and put me in there.
But they, it's like almost like that fish game. You know, the thing that spins around, and you like. Like, that's how it is.
Or you could spend 12 hours, not even know if
that's
you're doing it.
That's the fun of it.
No, that ain't not fun.
I love it.
No, 12 hours, not even know if you're doing it right. Or, like, sitting there and you're like, is there any, like, bait on my hook?
It's been
in there for, like, an hour and a half. Like,
takeaway here is that you guys were way better at that little fish game than I was. I always had a hard time. I could never catch fish.
You're the one with the little magnetic?
Yeah, terrible. Terrible at it.
Yeah.
You gotta wait for the fish's mouth to close. You gotta time it.
Yep.
It's all rhythm.
Bad.
I'm just saying, dude, fishing is hard. Hard sport. And again, like, there's nothing worse than, like, sitting there and being like, oh, I just wasted an hour and a half. I had no bait on my hook. I had no chance.
Using the wrong bait.
It's like buying a Hanger. I had no chance.
You had no chance. But then you pull that, I don't know, that shark out of the water, or that 80-pound freaking sea 80 bass.
80-pound marlin
something?
out of the little eight-foot pond.
You're on the dock and it's
out of
like
the reservoir but nearby the house.
There's one fish in like a million miles of water.
You mean the Bassona Creek Trail?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like the same chances of catching a fish somewhere in our building. 2022 Bowman is almost here. Drops next Wednesday, the 4th, as of right now. Hopefully it doesn't get postponed, but I think we're pretty good because the checklist was revealed. And we've got 89 guys, 89 prospects on the list. We have Wander Franco rookie autos and obviously parallels and super fractors of Wander to chase. And, man, it is going to be a fun day next week with Bowman. I am so excited for it. Cody spent hours today digesting the checklist. And I'm interested to hear his point of view on 2022 Bowman.
Yes. So spent a lot of time getting familiar with the checklist. And was talking about it earlier this week. Wax Packs and Warning Tracks, the latest episode with Suze. We previewed Bowman Baseball. Good time on that one. But it was really tough to really even have an opinion on like what was going to happen with Bowman Baseball, how we were feeling about Bowman Baseball, because we knew Khalil Watson was there. We knew some of the first edition guys, but then it was like, well, we don't have a checklist. Now we do. And mostly the guys you're expecting after that first edition. I think the guys that everybody's going to be chasing, pretty much the guys you guys are already probably privy to. Khalil Watson, Miami Marlins, star shortstop, was expected to be the number one pick by a lot of writers and a lot of analysis last year in the draft. Did not. He dropped to the Marlins. So he is a star shortstop. He's the 25th overall prospect in baseball already. He's going to be the big chase in this product.
Good shortstop name.
Yeah, great shortstop name. Khalil Watson.
Like
good
Khalil
name, yeah.
Green.
Khalil. Oh, Khalil Green. Of
he was
course.
Good. Long hair.
Yeah.
Good ball player.
He was. He had some years with the Padres.
Padres.
Absolutely.
And I think he ended up Cardinals, I think, later in his career.
That sounds right.
Yeah, that was a great episode that you and Suze did. You guys should definitely check that out. But I think what I liked about what she said is that, you know, gone are the days. Like Bowman, like back in the day, it was like, we got Bryce Harper. We got, you know, Steven Strasburg. And, you know, what's the next big name? And I agreed with her in the fact it doesn't matter the name anymore. It really 100% does not matter. It doesn't need a big name to drive the product because it's prospecting at its best. It's finding a guy, and the hobby tends to find a guy. I know early on, we've got Khalil Watson. We've got
Ellie De La Cruz
on the Reds.
Of the Cincinnati Reds, who has just shot through the system. Tons of power potential for him. George Valera of the Cleveland Guardians, already ranked one of the top 50 prospects in all of baseball. He'll probably be a big one. And I think, honestly, to me, the guy who Watson, I think, initially is going to be the guy everybody chases, but Trey Sweeney of the New York Yankees, I think, is eventually going to. I think that the market is going to see is going to show that his stuff, I think, is going to sell better. His singles, when those come out, some of the big autos and stuff, because, well, he's a Yankee, and we saw what happened with Jason Dominguez. He also plays shortstop. I don't know if he ends up at shortstop because he got Volpe there, but he was the 20th overall pick in the 2021 draft. I think that Trey Sweeney probably is the guy going forward, maybe after the first couple
Any
months.
Any relation to the other Sweeneys?
Ryan Sweeney?
Mark Sweeney?
Mark Sweeney? Mike Sweeney?
Don't know. There are lots of baseball Sweeneys.
There's a lot of baseball Sweeneys.
No, I mean, and there's so many baseball, like, children of baseball stars.
I'm just assuming now everybody.
Well, they would be on, you got to look at the Blue Jays draft, right? So you got to see who they've drafted.
Right, that's right. Well, you know what? It's funny you say that, though, because I think the other guy who's going to be a big chase is, especially with Giants fans, is Daren Baker, who has his first Bowman in this set. And I think I just made
Nationals?
Our entire audience feel about a million years old by saying Daren Baker has a baseball card.
Isn't he still running around? Is running into the, you know, running to try to get the bats?
Where's JT? Where's JT Snow?
Yeah, we need
saving the day.
We need a Daren Baker JT dual auto in this set.
It's
really what
do.
We need. Yeah, it.
We do.
Yeah,
we
unfortunately
do.
Not getting it.
But I guess what I was and those names, and there might be a guy like right as this releases that hits a grand slam or something in a minor league game, and then all of a sudden people start gravitating to him. I mean, when we brought, I mean, you look back at prior years, you had 2016. This is 2016 Bowman Chrome, not flagship, but you know, people were chasing Vlad, but nobody was chasing Soto. Tatis was a name that we knew, but it wasn't anybody that we were chasing. It was all about Vlad that year. Everybody was chasing Vlad, and you know, so the hobby kind of tends to gravitate towards people as they perform, maybe as they, and then you may see a trade, and then maybe the guy gets traded to another team, and then now there's a new fan base going after him. And I think that's the beauty, unlike any other sport, is that you have years possibly before these guys come up and play. Trout, 2009 draft, wasn't a rookie till 2011. There's 2 years of speculation with Trout. In some other cases, you have 4 years before the guy gets called up because he gets drafted out of high school. So it's fun to watch these guys progress and get to where they are and maybe be the next Vlad Guerrero or the next, some of these big names or like Strasburg or what we've had in the past. So that's the fun of Bowman, and it's not like pulling like a football like pulling a running back that's just had a bad season and he's probably not going to have a good second season because he's already played. It's just like the what could be. It's the ultimate hype when it comes to Bowman, and that's what's always what got me back in this hobby and what still drives me today.
I like talking about, my guy, Ryan Mountcastle. He was his first card was in 15.
Yep.
And he made his debut in 2020.
Yeah, 5 years.
So 5 years. I mean, granted, he was drafted out of high school, so it took a little time for him to move up the ranks. But he is he's a good player on not an amazing team, but he's definitely one of the guys they're trying to build around.
Right. Right, and that's the beauty in it is that's 5 years. I mean, that's almost unheard of. The flip side, Bubba Starling.
Well, flip side, you also talk like football.
Yeah,
5 years into your football career, we all know what that player's capable of doing. I mean, think about that. Like, can you name any football player that like started gaining hype in the hobby 5 years after being drafted?
No, doesn't happen.
I mean, I'm Case Keenum at one point, like maybe a little bit, like he started playing.
Not hobby, but Kurt Warner. That's about it.
Yeah.
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 But I mean, that is
Ichiro,
one guy
if you want to say Ichiro playing in another league, you know, I mean, if you want to consider.
Yeah. But Ichiro, when he came over like in 01, like his cards were hot.
Flying. Yeah.
Yeah. Baseball is the only sport where you can prospect. And in 5 years, that player can just absolutely blow up.
I mean, good example, and we told the story before on the show, but I know we do have a lot of new listeners. Me and Dan usually open up a box or two for ourselves each year of Bowman. And in 17 Bowman, we open up a box, and there's this guy by the name of Ronald Acuna. We hit a blue number to 150, and, you know, at the time, you're like, okay, he wasn't anything. It wasn't anything. So it went in a box, and then you start hearing about him. And then he starts being an all-star, and you're like, I think that's the guy we hit. I think it sounds familiar. I'm going to go through the box. And we couldn't find it. And then a year went by, and now he's, you know, a MVP candidate. And then we found it, got it graded, got a 9.5. It was like a $6,000 card at the time. I don't want to look and see how much it's worth now because I think it's went up. But that's like the fun is like seeing a guy that you think you might have pulled. And maybe even if you didn't, you're going through all your cards because a lot of these Bowman guys you just put away because you don't know who they are. And you go through and you say, I think I hit that guy. I think I have that one. Let me see. And then you're like, it's like almost opening the box again. She's like, yeah, I did hit it. I thought I did it. I was right. And that's great. I mean, you guys look at your cards every day and you know exactly what cards you have, but I'm not one of those people unless it's somebody who's a star right away. It's going in a box and then I'm going to try to find it later.
Yep.
So, if you're looking at this from a group break perspective, if you're trying to decide, because like, hey, I'm not really going to buy my team, but I want to buy the best team. I know the Reds are going to be expensive, but they have 7 prospect autos in the set. So, but they by far have the most, and the Cubs have 6. So if you can get those teams at a pretty good deal or bidding on those teams on eBay or wherever you do auctions at, I think the next highest is going to be 4. There's several teams with 4. You got the Orioles with 4, the Red Sox with 4, White Sox with 4. And to note, I mean, the Tampa Bay Rays, 3 prospect autos and 3 rookie autos.
I think that's what, to me, also sets this Bowman set apart is the fact that I think you are going to have such a huge rookie chase on top of it. I mean, anything with Wander and a rookie auto in here is going to do well. On top of that, Vidal Brujan's in here. And I also think like a team like the Pirates, who have been really good the last few Bowmans, so at some point, Pittsburgh's going to be good, right?
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of guys that people have been chasing. I think they have some underrated guys in there, and they have O'Neill Cruz rookie autos. First, a big product to have rookie autos of O'Neill Cruz in a Pirates uniform.
Yep.
Or I think there might be. Does Inception have rookie autos of O'Neill Cruz? I don't think they do.
I don't think so.
Okay. So this will
but
be.
But still,
one
this
of the
is
going to
be the one you would want over the Inception,
yeah,
unless
absolutely.
It's like a 1-of-1.
I wonder if that one Nationals rookie auto is that Keibert Ruiz?
Maybe I'd have to double check the checklist.
But yeah. I also look when you're looking at prospecting. Also look at the big market teams. Those teams, like if you can get the Red Sox at a
yep.
good deal, 4 prospect autos, 2 rookie autos. Well, yeah, 2 rookie autos. I mean, they're not going to be cheap, but they could be, even at a higher price point, they could be a good value.
Yeah, and it's still Marcelo Maierato's in there as well. Plus, there's a guy on there. I was looking at some guys maybe that are some deeper cuts. Nico Cavadas of the Red Sox is a guy that I was looking at. 22 home runs in his final season in college, and through his first 27 games in the minors, he's got a 994 OPS. So wow. Might be a guy to watch. Really good numbers, power numbers in college. And kind of to that point, Dan, as much as it pains me to say this, I think it's sleeper team in this product, despite the fact that they only have two prospect autos, is the LA Dodgers, because I like those two guys a lot. It's Edis Leonard, who has 22 home runs in 425 at bats in the minors so far, and Yorbit Nivas, who is split time between single A and A plus ball, or high A, 312 batting average and a 396 on base percentage. So those two guys, and the Dodgers just churn out guys. They're kind of like one of those, to me, they remind me of like the Cardinals in the 2000s, the Braves in the 90s, where they would have guys who are not on anybody's prospect rankings, and then suddenly they shoot up to the minors.
But
and
I
become
feel
All-Star
like
capital.
Half of them make it, and half of them are traded.
It's true. That's true.
And that's kind of the issue with being that
LA
team,
yeah,
because they're going to be competitive, right?
Yeah.
So if they need to add a top tier reliever or a starting pitcher,
they may ship those guys.
They have the luxury of having a farm system that they can pull from.
Well, who did they get in return for Keibert Ruiz?
That was the Trey Turner deal. It was Josiah Gray, Keibert Ruiz for Max Scherzer, Trey Turner.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Just a massive
yeah,
mega deal.
Saved a bunch of money.
Scherzer was going to be rented.
Yes.
They knew that. And Turner.
Just one more year on his contract.
He has one more year on his contract. And I think the Dodgers are going to try to extend him, but
yes.
And he's going to get paid. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
So that the Nationals looked at it and they're like, well, we're not going to be able to keep either one of these guys.
Yeah, Ruiz is going to be, he's looked really good so far as a catcher, and Josiah Gray, potential future ace. So
and I know the Wander Franco is going to be an in-demand card. Is there any way we can argue that that one is going to be more in demand than the Topps Chrome Auto?
No.
There's no way.
No way.
No.
It's got to be the Topps Chrome.
He's already got a Bowman Auto.
See, and I'm not gonna rip on Topps Chrome, but Topps Chrome is like so hard to hit the guys. It's like you don't get the main autos.
Bowman, I feel
like you do.
It depends on how big. And I get what you're saying, because generally the Topps Chrome checklist, the autograph checklist, is pretty big.
Yes.
That's why you don't see a lot of the main guys come out on a regular basis. I think you still got to rank that Topps Chrome rookie. It's a flagship. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I can't even argue for it. I want to. I tend to like the Bowman
design
better.
But what you're seeing, as you guys said, like there's 90 auto subjects.
89 prospects.
Yeah.
89 prospects.
Or 88, I'm sorry. And that doesn't include the rookies. There's also... We didn't account for like the top 100 prospect autos and stuff like that. We didn't account for that. Like,
so yeah, there's probably a little bit over 100, but I think... It's not crazy to see like 150 autograph subjects in Topps Chrome.
Well, and one thing that they haven't been transparent about, and it goes with Bowman too, is that not all base autos are signed equally. One guy might sign 5,000 and one guy might sign 200. So the ratio, that's why you don't see them as much. Now, golds, obviously everybody signs the same amount of golds because those are numbered to 50. So
yeah, you're talking about the base autos.
Yeah, the base autos not. And Topps will never say this. I don't know with the Fanatics taking over, if they will, but there's not the same equal amount of base cards for every player. It just depends on it's all working out on deals. Wander Franco is probably more expensive to have signed than Ellie De La Cruz or some of these prospect guys, right? So they're just not going to have them sign as many, which also creates scarcity in the market, which is a good thing as well, but it makes it really hard to pull.
Yeah, I always go back to that Bowman Chrome with Joe Adell.
Yes.
Joe Adell must have been a little pricey to get.
Well, no, I mean, there is some conspiracies. I don't know if they were confirmed by Topps, but there was some rumors that the cards like got damaged in shipping, like 70% of them. So he signed them, sent them back, and then they were unusable. like, and they didn't have him re-sign him. So that was the rumor with Joe Adell. So Joe Adell's playing well. You might want to try to pick up a card or two. But I do want to mention that we have about six or seven breaks as it stands already right now. PYT on MojoBreak.com.
Oh, they're going quick.
They are flying. So we'll be posting some randoms soon. And the good thing about randoms is that every team has an auto prospect. So there'll be all 30 spots. So that'll make sure the price is as low as possible. Because in prior years, sometimes there's only 24 teams that have autos. So you can't.
And that's one thing that I think we should like talk about a little bit. I mean, how many Bowman, like Bowman Chrome, Bowman Draft, Bowman Flagship, that there's certain teams that are not represented.
There's been years. I remember the Giants didn't even have a card.
Yeah.
I think Bowman Inception was one that
for a while was like, there's teams, like there'd be like five, six teams that didn't have a card. So I got to give props to Tops here. And I love the fact that every team has a prospect auto. And, you know, every team, even, and not every team has a rookie auto, but there's a fair amount of rookie autos. And I remember like previous years of Bowman, like rookie autos would be like tough to pull. Yeah. Not a lot of them.
Yeah. It might be even harder this year with Wander, but that's gonna create madness. Oh, yeah. That's gonna be insane once that super's pulled. But make sure you check out MojoBreak.com for your Bowman breaks. We may go live a little earlier on Wednesday, maybe. A little dual cam action. We'll see. We're gonna be doing Bowman all day. I don't know if National Treasures football is supposed to come out as well.
It's gonna be a heck of a May.
It's gonna be a crazy May. We're excited for it. We're out for the challenge. We'll be streaming on YouTube as well as whatnot. So check out the breaks and get your team now before prices go up, because this stuff's gonna go up with this this class of hitters. There's a lot of hitters.
A lot of hitters.
As Cody was digesting there.
I think that's to me the most encouraging sign. As I was going through it, looking up the names of some guys that I didn't recognize, a lot of bats in here. I have a deep sleeper. I'm not even going to say it because I want to hold on to that one.
Ooh.
I want to hold on to that one for my own selfish collecting purposes.
AL or NL?
NL.
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 All right, maybe it's a guy on the Giants, but we will see.
Did I make it that obvious?
We shall see. All right, it's time this week for the NFL draft, and I mean, I know it's in Vegas, and we got the glamour and the glitz of the NFL draft, and there seems to be a lot of people traveling to Vegas, but is this going to be a bad rookie class, guys? What do you think?
I don't know. The Rams stole the draft.
What?
Like.
Have no picks.
He has no idea. Did you not watch the video I sent?
No.
It was a good video.
They had a high budget trailer of a draft heist, and it was actually the Rams. You know, like Ocean's 11. They like made a trailer based off of that, and Cooper Kupp was in it. Aaron Donald was in it. They had Dennis Quaid. They had a bunch of actors who were in it.
When did you send me this?
It was in Slack. It was amazing. It was, I mean, it was like super Hollywood.
That's what they had to do because they don't have picks. They have to have the fans.
They got time, but it's
the Rams stealing the draft.
What are they going to do? Trade in?
It's Hollywood, man. When you're a champion, you can do whatever you want.
Nice.
You guys don't have a commercial. You guys have other issues. You guys are trying to figure out how you're going to keep. To keep your receiver.
Doesn't matter. You go. Peace.
He can go now.
I do not co-sign this opinion.
So,
nope.
So you think the Jets are going to be a player for Debo?
You know, there's so many talking heads out there trying to get clicks, and there's some false reports. Debo's even.
That's what we're trying to do right now.
We are trying to do that.
Yeah, let's be honest.
We are, but you know, speculation. I just, you know what? Nobody in football, since we're on football, is irreplaceable. Nobody.
So you posted this somewhere. It might have been on Facebook. You thinking two first round picks?
It was actually a 10 and a 35, so it'd be a low.
Or a high second.
A high second. Yeah, I got it mixed up there, but yeah, the Jets could
so
potentially
pretty much two first rounders.
Yes. Potentially.
They call that the Godfather trade. For one year of Debo Samuel. And if he doesn't get extended, he may not even show up to the team he gets traded to.
I heard something hilarious today on Twitter, and it said, well, Debo Samuel likes grapes a lot, And in order to get a lot of grapes, you got to fly to Asia. And then fly to Asia, you got to be on a jet. So he's going to the jet.
So silly.
What are we doing? You know, looking this draft, and I think everybody in media is trying to pull some type of story. The Deebo Samuel is like low-hanging fruit. It's the biggest name that is available. That
OJ Simpson did a video about it today.
Yes.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, that's what because I live across the street from the stadium, and I follow a lot of Niner news, and most of it does not get this big. But when OJ Simpson's at the golf cart talking about Deebo Samuel, you know the news is huge.
So, and the Niners could be making possibly two big trades. I think this draft we're going to see more trades for not draft picks as much as like current NFL rostered players than we've seen in a long time.
Which I think maybe says something about the draft class that we're dealing with.
I think the Niners have had a plan going into the draft. I think Jimmy Garoppolo gets traded during the draft. I think the Niners have already had a plan. I think they already have basically it set up to where he's going to go. I think he's going to be a second-day trade. I think it's probably going to be like a third-round pick or something.
That's if he passes a physical, though. I don't know if you can trade him without passing a physical.
They'll make it happen. He's fine. But the only issue with Jimmy Garoppolo is that he has that no-trade clause, so he's going to be able to decide where he goes.
So this is some projections of the top five ranked quarterbacks, I'm assuming. So we've got late firsts, 24, 26, and then you got, 48, 40, and 51. So we're saying that five quarterbacks are going to be projected. Obviously, things are going to change. But five quarterbacks taken in the first two rounds, it looks like.
So this is what you're – so if you're watching the video, the overall prospect rankings, according to NFL.com's Daniel Jeremiah, you got Kenny Pickett, who is ranked 24. Malik Willis ranked at 26th. 48, Sam Howell, and then we got 51, Desmond Ridder, and then 40. See, I don't even remember all the names of these guys. Look, what I'm trying to say is it's not as strong an NFL.
So I'm glad you took the bullet because I would only name
one. The funny thing is you, when you guys get done, you guys got to see my vantage point of the screen. So I see a 48, 26, a 24, a 40, and a 5.
Oh,
and I'm all, who is this guy who's getting picked fifth overall?
He's 51.
And then I literally do this, and I'm all, 51.
Yeah.
Well, so let's dissect these five, because we know quarterbacks drive the football market when it comes to cards, football quarterbacks. I mean, you'll have your Jamar Chases, you'll have your Deebo Samuels that'll have some value, but the ones that really skyrocket are your Mahomes and your Rodgers. So what teams need quarterbacks? We got the Falcons, right? You have the Seahawks. You have the Lions. What teams am I forgetting here? Steelers, maybe?
You could say the Steelers. I know the Colts got Matt Ryan, but the Colts are probably going to need a quarterback of the future.
Yep.
How about the Seahawks?
Seahawks.
And where does Baker go? I mean, does Baker get traded draft? I don't think he's draft day number one trade, but I think he might be.
But we don't
day
know
two,
if Watson. I think they might keep him because we don't know Watson could be suspended for the year.
I don't think the Browns make that trade if they're not playing.
I don't know.
I think Watson plays.
But I guess out of all those teams we mentioned, I know it doesn't necessarily matter the team and the market, but I think it does.
You can't, and also you can't have Baker sit behind Watson. You can't. Baker was like the face and the future of the franchise, and you're going to have him back up.
It's the Browns.
Deshaun Watson.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Deshaun Watson has two bad games, and the Browns fans are like, bring back Baker.
I know it's going to be crazy, but so the Steelers are probably the best place for a quarterback to go for the hobby.
Malik Willis has been the one connected to the Steelers the most. That's the one I've
seen. At number 26 there?
Yeah, most of the mocks, Malik Willis is connected to the Steelers. Matt Corral of Ole Miss is the guy I forgot to mention. Matt Corral, who by some accounts is the third best quarterback in this draft. Some have him as the fourth best quarterback in this draft. But Ole Miss, he could be taken. I've been seeing some picks maybe in the final pick of the first round that the Detroit Lions may pick somebody like Matt Corral or Sam Howell. And that Desmond Ridder, I've seen even possibly Tennessee going after a guy because there's only one more year potentially of Ryan Tannehill with the Titans.
So what we have in this draft, and unlike even 2013, we had EJ Manuel and Geno Smith, all the mock drafts, they had them going in the first round.
Yes.
No doubt. And they were Geno more probably more than EJ Manuel. Geno is wherever he went, he was probably going to start.
Yeah.
I look at these five quarterbacks and I don't think there is any one of these quarterbacks that is starting week one for whatever team that drafts him.
Maybe Pickett.
Even if he goes to Carolina, I still think that Carolina will roll out with like a Sam Darnold. That is the scary thing that I, and again, you're just talking about how quarterbacks really are kind of the end all be all that drive the hobby products up. This is the first year in 12 years since we've been doing this. There is not a quarterback that's going to get drafted in the first round that is a surefire starter for that team.
Yeah. But we've also had the most hype on the industry, so we haven't had a down year during this run that we're on, in a sense, with Fanatics buying everything and, you know,
are you stockpiling 2022 football products?
I mean, I think. Well, sometimes it's better if they don't play. I mean, if the Steelers get somebody and he doesn't play, it might be better than him playing.
Than him going out and looking real bad. I get it.
Sometimes it's the whole, like, the guys in the minor leagues, like we were talking about Bowman in the earlier segment, you know, like the Mike Zunino effect. His cards were crazy, and then he came up and he hit 250, and people didn't want him anymore. It's like, it's better when he's not in the big leagues or he's not starting.
So the best case scenario for the hobby, for 2022 rookie, like, football products, is that, let's say three of these quarterbacks get taken in the first round. Could happen. We have projected there's two. And they never play. And we go, there is the what if factor going into all football season next year, where we're chasing these players and their prices are doing well because the what if they start.
Yeah, but see, I think what people don't really realize with this hobby is there's still talent in the league. There's still Patrick Mahomes cards. There's still, you know, but there's going to be Justin Herbert cards. There's going to be Joe Burrow. There is more young superstars.
But you're not going to get, I mean, those are going to be tough pulls.
They're still going to be in there, though. You're going to be breaking Prism. You pull a gold Joe Burrow, it's still going to be a big card. You're going to pull the gold Tom Brady's back for another season.
But you know, and I'm playing devil's advocate right now, you know what drives every category, and it's the rookies.
Yes, but we haven't had a down season when there's been this many eyeballs in the league. So this will be in the hobby. We haven't had the 13. There wasn't – nobody knew about cards. And we still – I mean, we still made it through it. Now we're in a big bubble that doesn't seem to be bursting anytime soon. And, yes, maybe the rookie class is subpar, and we don't know until these guys get drafted and they're on the field. But we have the most young stars we've ever had, and that's why there's not a lot of talent in the quarterback.
So I actually agree with you. I think the worst thing that can happen with this rookie class is three of these guys getting picked in the first round, and all of them play, and all of them perform poorly. That is probably the worst. That's probably the worst case scenario, right?
But you also have a star-studded wide receiver class.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I think the saving grace here is that it's a good receiving class this year. A lot of talent, and we've seen the last couple of years star receivers tend to do pretty well in their rookie year. Can't say anything maybe for after that, but we've seen Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase do really, really well in the hobby the last couple of years.
And we've seen, if you look at Micah Parsons' prices, we don't give a lot of love to the defense guys, but Micah Parsons, I guess, you know, he is in the right scenario. He's on America's team, and he had a great season, but his prices are up there. So there is a chance that, like, an Aiden Hutchinson or there's a couple other guys. I think Aiden Hutchinson is not even predicted to go number one anymore, but there's guys like that that may go to the right situation and get X amount of sacks or whatever, and then we may be going after them.
All right. Well, let's hope there's not five.
I'm being glass half full.
Okay, and on draft day, there could be, and we don't know, but there could be 5 offensive linemen taken in the first 10 picks.
The first day is just round one, right?
That's yeah. right.
So this is the first year we won't be me and you won't be watching together.
Huh?
Finally. You never watch the first round. I've been watching the first round.
Oh, dude, whoa. Just because the Rams don't have picks doesn't mean I don't watch it.
Well, I mean, you watch it differently. I'm saying, yeah, I'm going to watch it too, but I'm not watching it.
Well,
like,
Niners fans are watching it for another reason.
Yeah, totally.
We're waiting for that little ticker to come up, and suddenly it says 49ers on the clock. But uh-oh, something just happened.
You know the year that the COVID year where they had that was a fun year for the draft where they had the videos of people's houses and stuff.
Oh, and Goodell is just sitting on his lazy
yeah,
boy.
That was Bill Belichick's dog sitting at the computer. It was great.
And then what was it? CeeDee Lamb hitting his girlfriend's hand off the phone or something like that.
It was a strange time, weird times.
I mean, it doesn't match the Laramie Tunsil moment.
Now, by the way, did you see? He's minting that into an NFT.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's happening because, of course, he is.
Is he going to release it on draft night?
I think he is, yes.
Well, was it? So that would be hilarious.
Kind of rules, yeah.
Well, and it seems like, and Doug and I have talked about this, it seems like the last 5 years, there's always that story
yes.
that gets dropped.
Wasn't there Shane Ray that, like, the day of the draft, he got, like, a 50 pounds of weed on him or something
like
that?
Yeah.
And he was, like, projected to be a first rounder, and then he got something like that.
I mean, last year was, like, the Mac Jones. It was no drama, but it was, like, the Mac Jones and Trey Lance stuff was the big drama leading up to the draft, it felt like. Don't really have anything like that. It's really, like we said at the beginning of this.
Well, you had the Josh Allen tweets from when he was 12.
Yes.
I was going to say.
I forgot about that.
I'm wondering if guys have learned to scrub their Twitter prior to
100%.
Prior to this. Or is there a way that maybe some guy took a picture of it and be like, this kid's going to be good, and he just
but
said
now
a bad
we're,
word.
But now we're in the TikTok era. So, like, what's... It's not even Twitter anymore. Yeah, can you scrub your TikTok?
I think you can, but I don't know. I'm not on it.
You're not dancing?
No, I'm not dancing.
And who's the guy
not dancing on there at least?
So who's the guy that's coming out next year? It's Bryce.
Bryce Young, who won the Heisman. So I mean, things are going to turn around potentially, but we've seen plenty of Heisman winners who win it a year, you know, who win it and then go play another year and things suddenly turn around. So I think that there's a lot more confidence going into next year. I do want to mention. I know we've been like kind of saying, hey, don't worry about it, but this is yes, indeed. You mentioned it, 2013. This is the first draft where I was looking at basically the last 10 years of NFL.com prospect rankings going into the draft. First draft since 2013 where there is not a single quarterback in the top 20 prospects. Maybe the upside, I was looking at maybe a comparable year. 2017 could be a comparable year. The highest ranked prospect for QBs was Deshaun Kaiser at 18. And then you've got Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, and this guy named Patrick Mahomes.
Deshaun Kaiser.
Remember him?
Yeah,
Notre Dame, right?
Yes, yep. Went to the Browns. The fact that he did not go number one among QBs.
No.
Right? That's bizarre.
But you guys got all right.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Is that
NFL.com?
That's NFL.com.
Ah, they don't know.
But that just tells you. If you are an optimist, you're thinking, oh, well, they had Deshaun Kaiser ranked number one when literally two guys who were two of the top 10 were in that list.
And look at the 15 draft. Arguably could be compared to be worse than the 13 draft.
Yeah.
You got Winston and Mariota. What happened to them?
Okay, they're in the league.
They're in the league.
I mean, Mariota is starting for the Falcons.
For now.
And Winston is still on the Saints, right? And he had a good year.
Probably going to be the starter at
He had a
point.
Good year yeah. if he didn't get hurt. I like both those guys. And first off, those aren't even the best quarterbacks in that draft. There is one, Sean Mannion.
Right.
Out of the 15 draft, where was he ranked on NFL.com?
You're giving the people,
one.
No. You're giving one. The listeners what they want, Dan. They
one.
Want that.
One.
They want that, Dan.
One.
You know, and it also really does magnify just how lucky we have been the last couple of years when it comes to QBs. I mean, like, last year alone, four QBs ranked in the top 10, Fields, Lawrence, Wilson, Trey Lance. And then Mac Jones was 32, and he ends up being the best of those guys. And then in 2020, Burrow, Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert, all top 20 guys. So we've been, and Jalen Hurts was like number 50. Jordan Love was 23rd ranked. So we've been really, really lucky the last few years when it comes to QBs and for collectors. So, hey, whatever happens.
I feel like the pre-draft rankings on quarterbacks are truly like a crapshoot.
I mean, pre-draft rankings in general just the biggest crapshoot in all sports.
Yeah, I mean, go back and try to find like Myles Garrett was like a surefire number one, going to succeed, going to be a beast in the league. Ndamukong Suh back in what, 2010? 2010.
Yes,
him coming. Like, it seems like the quarterbacks, it's like, prime example, DeShone Kizer. I mean, who would rank DeShone Kizer over Mahomes and Deshaun Watson now?
Maybe a Notre Dame fan. Possibly.
Hell, who would rank him over Mitch Trubisky now?
I know.
And he will probably be starting for the Steelers.
Possibly, unless they decide to take. I mean, that's another one where if the Steelers go with Malik Willis, then there's a chance that he ends up taking the starting job and maybe fighting for the starting job in Pittsburgh.
And what I was going to say is, Bowman, if all things come crashing down, Bowman University has Bryce in it.
Yeah.
Autos of Bryce and Bowman University.
And you've still got, you know, the other guys in there, the draft guys.
We have the NIL. We could just be like, we'll skip right past all this stuff and just get into NIL stuff.
Except there's going to be like 35 releases that come out.
Right. So right now, if you had to put a number, how many QBs of these five guys, how many QBs end up getting picked? Because the thing is, we always know, like I mentioned all these draft rankings, but QBs always get picked higher than what their draft rankings are or their prospect rankings are. So if you had to guess how many end up getting picked in the first
round.
In the first round.
Two.
One.
Pickett.
I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to say four.
Cody Pickett.
Wow, you're saying four?
Cody Pickett.
Cody Pickett.
I can't. I look at these hands. Does that look like an
you? I mean, you could have gone three.
Four. I think
you
it's going to be four.
Could have gone zero.
Could have gone zero. Maybe I'd have a better chance.
Who's number 40 there from Ole Miss? What's that guy?
That is Matt Corral, who is the fourth ranked
guy. Matt Castle.
Looks like a football player. I like it.
Because I'm going to say the Steelers, the Panthers, the Lions, and the Colts are all going to pick a QB.
Lions? I mean, are any one of these quarterbacks better than Jared Goff?
Not now. I don't know. Probably not.
Maybe
they're
never.
Probably not now. Yeah, probably never.
No.
I don't know.
I would hope at least
Jared
one
Goff
or two
has the intangibles.
Oh God.
You don't have to defend anymore.
He's just not an above
actually,
the shoulders guy.
It's actually a knee jerk reaction. I've been defending him so long that I'm like, I always gotta defend Jared Goff.
This is how I feel with Alex Smith. So I guess I get it. Yeah.
Also, tiny hands, right?
Yeah, possibly. Boy, yeah. Just even more reason why they shouldn't have drafted him.
He
Jeez.
Did have tiny hands, yeah.
Tiny hands.
Alex.
I mean, we'll see. Is the hand size for Pickett going to follow him around his whole career?
I just cannot wait for that first pick of him holding up the jersey, and everyone's just going to be laser focused on those hands. I'm like, that shoulder size. I know what the large jersey looks like. Those hands are a little small, buddy.
It's not going to be a cheeseburger.
Will not fit in his hands. Make sure you hit subscribe here and check out the breaks at mojobreak.com and check us out on Whatnot. And we are going to be giving away a case of Flawless Basketball. Stay tuned for that. So a little teaser into next week. We're going to have some content based around a case of Flawless Basketball that somebody out there is going to win.
Somebody's taking it home.
All right, guys. Well, till next week, we'll see you guys on The Hype.